Did this ever have a top to it, or was it just open?
Most of the time it was open, and if it was around a tree, under a tree where it wasn't in the sun all the time, didn't put a top on it, but if it wasn't a tree around there, you'd have to put some, hog can't take too much sun, and have to put part of it, a little piece of it.
Okay. You were telling me about this man around here that has a lot of milk cows. What do you call that type of farm?
Dairy farm.
Okay. Okay. Does he just have milk, or does he have milk and butter?
I don't know. Nothing but milk, and those processors come in here and pick it up.
Oh, yeah. That's what those big silver tanks
are. See, these long silver tanks.
Yeah.
That's right. They just back up there, and he has silver tanks in there, and there's the milk. There's the milk that flows into there, and it's chilled.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a faucet or tap there somewhere or another, like these gasoline trucks. He just backs up and puts that pipe on the thing and sucks all the milk out of it into his tank.
Mm-hmm.
Goes on to the next one.
Is that stuff like pasteurized or anything?
Well, the processors do that. That's raw milk there. That's just raw milk.
Mm-hmm. Can you drink that stuff?
Well, you can, but they don't.
Not a good idea.
Well, we used to, didn't know any better. We go out and milk the cow and come in and pour it in the glass and sit down the table and drink it. Back in those days, we had an ice box. Didn't have an electrical refrigerator or anything like that. Just had an ice box. And before we got that, we'd have a can, tie a rope to it, and let it down the well.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is there any name for doing that? I mean, was that?
No, just keep it from sour one now. And the sweet milk that we're going to drink, or buttermilk there, after it churned it, was put it in that can, had a top on the thing, tie a rope to it and let it down in the well.
Mm-hmm.
Stay that till next morning or next night.
Wow. I never heard of somebody doing that. Sounds like a good idea.
My granddaddy down there, it's out the old home place there. There's a big spring in front of the house down there, just a short piece. And they bricked up around that thing and put a few brick in the bottom there to keep them, and they had big milk cans and had a top on it just for them and set the milk in there.
Was there a place around the barn where you might let the cows and the mules and other animals just kind of walk around?
The lot.
Lot? Okay.
They call them corral now, I think.
Oh, really? Okay. What would you call a place where you let your cattle go out to graze?
Pasture.
Out in pasture? Okay. Did you ever raise cotton on your farm?
Very little back in those days. Had to raise something to eat.
Yeah. Food before clothes.
Oh, just put just a few acres of cotton, just enough to buy some work clothes with, clothes with, buy it all cotton. We didn't fool much cotton.
Yeah. Can you tell me how you raise cotton? I've seen it out in the fields, but I don't know anything about the work you have to do.
Well, it's like any other crop. You got to go in there first and break it up. Come back and bed it up and plant the cotton. Then they call it barn it, I believe, throwing the dirt. You throw the dirt to corn, throw it away from your cotton, that's it. And then put your fertilizer in the middle.
Mm-hmm. What's that called?
I reckon they call it barn it off, I guess. Laying it by, I just don't know which. It's been too long ago. I was mighty little back in those days.
Mm-hmm. Then, after the cotton grew, did you ever get those little plants that would grow between the cotton plants, kind of choke them off?
Sure.